I see Jacob, like, so the divine, spiritual, and the natural is what has been worked out or offered through working with the more external aspects of the word. So there's been a sincere effort to try and understand things as they apply inwardly from a point of charity, all of that. But it still needs ordering. And that ordering comes from what, but it's able to capture what is flowing in from the Lord, because it's becoming more and more aligned with what constitutes the heavenly life. And what it captures is represented by Joseph. Joseph is what is more internal, flowing in and meeting what is more external. So that's kind of where it sits for me at this particular point in time. It's about, and the two things can't really, like, the whole thing has to be united, of course, and that's going to be Benjamin, who comes along later. And Benjamin really is the intermediary. It's the affectional element that is, so in the letter, of course, it's Joseph's full brother. So there's that aspect of the affection, and it is Jacob's son by Rachel. So, you know, the very strong affectional tie there is what actually draws the whole thing together in the end. But there has to be a process whereby Benjamin, or the conditions can be created whereby Benjamin can actually operate in that conjunctive kind of intermediary space, if you like. And what is Benjamin? Well, Benjamin really is those truths that are made real through practice. That's what he is. He's the truths that come out of our willingness to engage with the word. And that's what builds up the means of connecting what is higher and what is lower, you know, in terms of levels of the mind.